Texte numéro 97. Women in their 20s smash glass ceiling to reverse pay gap. British women in their 20s have smashed the glass ceiling and are now being paid more than their male counterparts, reversing the traditional gender gap in pay for the first time. This is the only age group for which this is true. According to the Office for National Statistics, women aged 22 to 29 now earn 1.7% more than men in full-time work. Last year, men in their 20s earned slightly more. Overall, and more than 40 years since the original equal pay legislation, the gender gap in pay has fallen to 10% this year. In 1971, men were on average paid 36% more than women. The ONS also revealed astonishingly low pay rates among thousands of workers not covered by the minimum wage, either because they are trainees or employers ignoring rules. Although not revealed in the official data, some of this may be down to employers reclassifying their youngest workers as trainees and thus evading the minimum wage. There is also a much larger shadow of informal sweatshops outside the law and defying health and safety rules. The social revolution taking place among the nation's 20-somethings is being driven by a rise in the number of women attending university and their subsequent entry into the better-paid professions, notably the law. But female success in their 20s is not sustained, because many leave employment to start families and do not return to work, or at least do not return to the same sort of full-time employment at the same levels of pay. Recent legislation protecting post-maternity employment rights may erode the still marked differential in male and female pay for those further on in their careers. Full-time working men in their 30s are paid 3% more than women, and this rises to a hefty 16% for men in their 40s. Recently, recession-driven trends in the jobs market have also narrowed the traditional gap between men and women. Last year was the first where women overtook men in part-time pay, and the differential has widened again this year. The slump saw many traditional well-paid jobs in sectors dominated by men, such as construction and manufacturing, disappear. The drift towards part-time and temporary working, much accelerated in the downturn, has hit men harder than women, the ONS reported. The decline in private sector pay, compared with the public sector, has also been a factor in pushing women's pay generally closer to that of men. There are twice as many women in the public sector as men, and their ability to win higher pay awards has helped narrow the gap. Adapted from The Independent, November 2010.